Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 10 of Just Being Honest. We hit double digits. I'm excited. What's going on? How are you? How's everybody doing today? It's late. It's 9:25 p.m. I'm starting this. And now Samson decides to be a douche. Yo, how about you chill out? I'm trying to do a show over here. All right? Cut your shit. I got him new toys, new treats, and he's still going to be an asshole. No, I'm kidding. That's my boy. Anyways, hey, how are you? What's going on, everybody? How was your Monday? Well, how's your Monday still going? Huh? Is it good? I was just trying to download this voice meter. Meter. M-E-E-T-E-R. And it looks awesome. But I downloaded it. I don't know. There's no interface for it. At least I couldn't figure it out. Plus, it was getting late. I was like, you know what? I was like, let me just start the show because it's really more for gaming and stuff like that, or for Skype if I wanted to have a Skype conversation with someone. But it also works because I use Audacity to record these podcasts, and you can't record two microphones when you use Audacity. I have Pro Tools. Now, Pro Tools, of course, you can record two microphones with. So, you know, if I do have a guest eventually, I'd use Pro Tools, at least until I find something different. The only thing about Pro Tools is that however long the show is, it takes to bounce out of the program. So if the show is an hour long, it's going to be an hour for it to actually, because it plays back while it's bouncing out of the program. With Audacity, it's way faster. It takes maybe 10 minutes, if that. So anyways, so last week's episode, my mother got all over me about, man. It's crazy. I'm 31 years old, and my mother called me up pretty much yelling. No, not yelling at me, but she was like, oh, you can't say bomb. You can't say these things. You can offend people. Like the NSA is looking after me or something. You know, it's like, ma, stop. Calm down. Relax. So this went on for about 20 minutes of arguing back and forth about me telling her I'm going to say whatever's on my mind. It's called just being honest. And I feel like I really haven't been as honest as I want to be. But also because, you know, there's lines where you don't want to cross. So she sort of understood. She, you know, she just cares. She's a mom. And, of course, she wants me to be funny. And I told her, I said, life's not always funny. You know, not every episode's supposed to be, it's not supposed to be comedy, necessarily. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you chuckle on a Monday. But it's not always going to be funny, you know? It's, you know, so I was, basically what I was telling her that is that life's not always funny. I was like, reality sucks when you shine a light on it. That's what it is. My mother, for instance, she's the type of person that she goes and lives her day to day. You know, she wakes up, goes to work, does her work thing, come home, cooks and shit for my father and my brother or whatever, and you know, calls it a night, or watches a show or something like that and calls it a night. So this is a daily basis thing that she doesn't look at how horrific the world is when you shine a light on it. So yeah, that was the conversation I had while I'm 31 years old living on my own. I am still getting yelled at by my mom. So thanks, Mom. Appreciate it. I'll give my mom a shout out. So anyways, moving on. I should just call this fucking show Moving On. That's what I always say anyway. I wanted to mention a few amazing singers I stumbled on here and there throughout the years. One which is new is Alicia Marie. YouTube this chick. Alicia Marie. That's really not hard, right? I'm a sucker for redheads anyway. And this chick has such a good voice. It's crazy. She does covers and stuff like that. Hold on, I'm just fixing my headset. And while I'm doing that, I need a sip of my drink. Anyways. So she does this one cover. If anybody's watched any of those, what the hell are they called? What are those movies? I was just fucking around. Dead Air. The fucking Katniss Everdeen chick with the bow and arrow. Shit. You're all yelling the name of the movies, aren't you? Mockingjay. Holy shit. What is it? I have to look it up because I can't go on without knowing what it is. What the hell's her name? Jennifer Lawrence. The Hunger Games. There you go. Jesus Christ. Are you happy now? Are you happy? All right. Anyways. So, let me go back. So, at the end of part two of the, Mockingjay part two. No, part one. Yeah. The end of Mockingjay part one. She sings that, what's that song? The Hanging Tree? Yeah, The Hanging Tree. Good song. And this chick, Alicia Marie, did a cover for it. And it's pretty much just her with this beautiful face and these big eyes. And it's freaking hypnotizing. And the song has that kind of flow anyway. How's it go? Hold on one second. Let me see if I can remember how it goes. Oh my God. Hold on. Wait. I'll get it. Oh yeah. Okay. It's like, let me get my singing voice ready. Whew. Okay. It's like, are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things had happened here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you? Yeah, it's a good song, man. Shit is like, especially looking at this chick sing it, fucking hypnotizing. Anyways, so that's one singer, Alicia Marie. So check her out. She's on YouTube. I don't know. I do know it. I'm not going to look for it. Just type in Alicia Marie. It will pop up. But yeah, YouTube. Check it out. Awesome. Who else? Oh, another actually. And I actually worked with this girl. I mentioned this before. I don't remember what episode I mentioned it. But long story short, I had an opportunity to write a song for a recording label. They're more like a consultant label. So if they would have taken my song on, they would have, I guess, put me in the right path of who I wanted to. They would help me sign a deal with someone. Anyways, so this girl, Dominique, I always forget her. I don't know how to say her last name properly, actually. Dominique DeLuise or something like that. Dominique DeLuise. DeLuise. She's on my Facebook, so you could actually find her there. Beautiful girl. Really, really good voice. So the fact that I worked with her was awesome. And normally people work with her for 8 hours or something like that. This was the first time I ever did something like that. So I was blown away by how well she sang regardless. So I didn't make her stay there. I didn't make her stay here long because I thought we had it. And I should have made her stay longer. I should have made her take a couple more takes of the lyrics that I wrote. But there's no blame. I'm not blaming her, obviously. The girl, the whole point of it is that she has such a good voice that without me even hearing the beat and just pretty much hearing her solo sing with, you know, no beat or nothing like that, I had no headphones on, it took me back. And it was in person. It was really good. So that's another girl to check out. And I'm pretty sure she's on YouTube also. Another girl. This girl, she's beautiful too. This other one. You know what? I'm gonna look it up real quick, so I don't fudge it up. Let me see. I am subscribed to her on YouTube, so I'll be able to pretty much find this fairly easily. Alicia Marie Music is that girl's name. Alycia. It's all one word. Marie, Marie Music, Music. So that's her. And then Andy Case, that's the other girl. Andy Case, beautiful girl. She was, where is it? Yeah, she's another one who does she has both of them, Alicia, and actually all three of them have their own EPs. So you can listen to their original songs and stuff like that. For instance, this girl, Andy Case, another one, she's on YouTube, check her out. Amazing singer. Andy Case, A-N-D-I-E, Case, C-A-S-E. I'm assuming I'm saying that right. All right, Andy Case. Beautiful girl, and she does covers also. She's done like Adele, Hello, you know. And she does mashups. There's this cool shit that they do. Anybody who knows me knows I'm super into music. So whether you're signed, not signed, I don't care. As long as you have a good voice. Or whatever, it works for me. So she does a lot of covers, but there's this really cool thing that they do, and I've seen it before. This one is Taylor Swift, "Wildest Dreams" / "Knocking on Heaven's Door." So they do a mashup of that song, of those two songs, while they're driving, and then their guitarist / he plays actually a couple of instruments, I think. Sits in the back, and he's a heavyset guy, and he always has a smile on his face, and he's playing the guitar, and they're just driving down the highway singing and shit. It's pretty awesome. It's cool. So yeah. Anyways, those are the three singers of the week that I wanted to mention because they're really good, and you should check them out. I'm sure they all have Facebook pages and shit, but I just know the two girls, Andy Case and Alicia Marie, have the YouTube channels. I'm assuming Dominique has it as well, but I'm not 100% sure on that. It is what it is. But like I said, you could find her on my Facebook, and yeah, check them out. They're great. Okay, what else did I want to talk about today? Oh yeah, so I wanted to like touch back to a previous topic I've mentioned. I can't remember what episode, but it doesn't really matter. First episode, actually. So anyways, so again, I'm sick of the day-to-day grind nonsense. Like, shit needs to change, and hopefully very soon. I mean, this show is a change, and it's awesome to do, obviously, personally. So I don't mean this show at all. This is the change in my life, but I need a big change. So I need a bigger change. And it's like I cringe when I think about having to go to work. No one should live like that. No one should live like I have to go to work, you know, cuz I have to pay bills. And that's just no way to live. And obviously, I'm trying to change that. You know, I'm trying to change my life. And of course, it'll take some time. But to be honest, I'm sick of fucking waiting, man. I really am. I need to take full control of my life. So you know what, actually? What I did was... So what I did was I approached my boss. He's a pulmonologist. So, like, you know, I do sleep studies, right? So I wanted to see if there was a way I would basically be able to do, like a partner with him, right? Basically running a sleep lab and, making profits off of that. And eventually I could sway myself back into not working the nights. I'm fucking sick of the nights, man. I've been doing it for too long now. Almost 6 years now, actually. You know, when you work a 9-to-5 for 6 years on nights, it's a killer. You know. But, so anyways, all right. So, long story short, it wasn't really realistic, but I think that's because, it's because I'm not a doctor, and I think I have to be a doctor to, be a partner with him. So long story short, he asked me, I'm telling him I need to do something. I was coming at him like a goddamn psycho, like I had a panic attack because every time I think about it, I know for a fact I need a change. I can't do this shit anymore. So apparently, excuse me, by next Friday, so I'll talk to you guys again before it happens, but the following week, I'll let you guys know if episode 12, I should be able to let you guys know if I actually got what he's telling me he's going to give me. Basically, he's going to make me up business cards, he's going to give me brochures, and basically tell me what I need to do. So what I need to do is I need to speak to every pediatrician, even just regular dentist. Actually, dentists do this, so I can speak to them. But the whole moral of this fucking story is that I'm just being honest because I just goddamn need to change my fucking life. And I'm sure people are sitting there and you're saying to yourself, yes, I need to do that too. Right? Am I right? Holy fuck. I don't know why it took so goddamn long to get out, but yeah. So basically what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to go, and I don't know why I'm yelling at you guys. I'm fucking frustrated because I need to change my goddamn life. So I'm going to go around and speak with doctors and see if I can get them as an account. So if I get them, if I sign them up onto an account, they're going to, if they got to send me more than one patient though, you know, if they send me one patient a month or something like that to have a sleep study, that's not going to work. I'm not going to make any money from that. But if they sign on and they're giving me 10 patients a month or even 5 patients a month, that's my account. I'll make money from that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I mean, in 6 months, I won't be doing a night shift anymore. And I'll actually be rocking a suit. Ugh. I mean, I like a suit and all, but, you know, I want to dress regular every single day. Anyways. So, yeah. That's the plan. And but truth be told, I don't know what I would do without my job. Or a job, for that matter. Like, as much as I bitch and complain about going to work or having to go to work, I'd be lost without the stress, I guess, right? Does that make any sense? I don't know. It's like, I would lose my goddamn mind if I don't know how. Yes, I do. They have money. I was going to say, I don't know how these actors, do, what do they do when they're not working? They have fucking money. They can do whatever they want. But you know what? I can almost guarantee, it gets boring and shit. I'm going to light a cigarette. I don't normally do that on the show, but this time I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck. Just being honest, right? Anyways. All right, so now, the big, I got 10, about 10 minutes left. So, here's the big topic. The big ending finale topic of the episode. So, I might be making a big move in my life, and I mean that literally. I need to move out of where I am now. I truly fucking hate where I am right now for a number of reasons. I have a leak when it rains, so I despise every time it rains, and I like the rain. I actually don't mind the rain, but I dread it now because I know what it entails. It entails that I'm going to have a puddle in my fucking bathroom, and it's also like I feel it sometimes chilled to the bone, you know, like it'll be cold in the house. Because, by the way, what the fuck is going on with this weather? It was hailing the other day. Then it was 75 degrees. What is going on? Holy shit, everybody's getting sick, right? All right, oh, I got off topic right there, but my God, this weather is crazy. So anyways, I could go on and on about the things I fucking hate about this apartment, but I could also go on a little bit about how much I do like it, because I like my own privacy. I like the fact that I am alone, but it might not be the great, you know, the greatest thing in the world to be alone, left with your own thoughts and shit. It's not amazing to be like that, because I like conceal myself, basically. My phone is going off. Something's going on with with baseball. What is going on? All right, doesn't matter. Anyway, let me move forward. It's a love-hate relationship with this apartment, okay? I'm sure other people out there who are listening, right? I'm sure you feel the same, right? You're probably in a place where you fucking hate it, or you've been in a place that you hated, and now you're in a comfortable place that you love to live now. So, the move would be into my friend's house. So it's not an apartment; it's a house, and it's big. Upstairs, 3 bedrooms, which obviously I would have one. So this is the whole thing. I've never had a roommate before. I would have two roommates, not only two roommates, I would have two female roommates. So it's like, it's difficult to wrap your head around that. I feel like John Ritter over here. It would be like a Three's Company scenario. But we all do, we really do get along really well. And I found it actually really kind and awesome that they even considered a guy moving in, because I've been hanging out with them. I know they don't want a dude living there, but the fact that they're giving me a pass is awesome, and it's because I treat them with respect and I'm not a jerk off, and that's really the reason why. You know, they like me because I'm awesome, and you should too. So anyways, I made a pros and cons list, and there are so many pros that outweigh the cons. But there are like probably two or three cons that are real, you know, a real almost deal breakers. Do I want random dudes coming over the house and possibly, you know, you get it. I'm not going to get into to details like that because, you know, in the end, it's really no one's business. But it's I could at least say the pros. The pros are good. The cons I'll stay away from because it's, you know, it's fucked up. I'm not going to talk shit about someone. Anyways, so the pros are that my friend Katie, she cooks all the time, apparently. I've actually had her cooking before, and it's delicious. So I would have, don't get me wrong, I cook my own food almost every single day. I cook myself dinner. So I'm not that guy who orders out and shit like that. You'll actually rarely see any type of pizza or Chinese food here at my house ever. It's always, I'm always cooking for myself. For one thing, it's cheaper, and it's just a good thing. It's just good. I like cooking. And then Gretchen and Katie, whatever, I'm saying their names, fuck it, right? They both bake. They both bake, and they're really good at baking. So I would have baked goods around the house all the time. They're so cool that I would have freedom to the whole house, really. They're not ass. They're not dicks or nothing like that. They're not asses or nothing like, you know, I don't know why I said asses. They're not dicks. So I would have full access to the house. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. Basically, I'm talking myself into it or talking myself out of it is what I'm trying to do right now with you guys, you know? Fucking email me in. Email me in? Email me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Email me, and you tell me what I should do. No, but in the end, I think I've came to the conclusion that I think I might do it. It's two female roommates. The problem is that it'll be difficult possibly to bring a girl back. That might be a con. You know, what girl is gonna wanna be with a dude that's living with two other girls? But the food, I could have they told me I could have the studio upstairs in the attic, which the attic is huge. It's basically in a fuck another room. Or I could have it downstairs in the office where they're gonna have their office set up as well. So I have the room is a little small where I would move into. But other than that, I think it would work. I think it would work out really well. And I'm racking my head about this. Really, my main concern is if all my shit fits in the house, in the room, like at least all my bed stuff. My bedroom set. So we did a little, we measured and everything pretty much fits, but it would be real tight. But another great thing about it is that we're all on different schedules. So I'm a bit of a snorer. And that's terrible because I'm a sleep technologist, so I shouldn't be snoring. I do have like a mouth guard and shit. I could wear that to lessen the snore. But I don't want to tiptoe around a house feeling uncomfortable. But with them, I don't ever think I'd ever feel that way, which is great, you know? And that's why I'm really, really, really considering this. So possibly in a month or two or 3 months, who knows? I don't know. You know, maybe in 3 months, I might be in a different place. I might be out of this shithole. No more fucking leaks. No more wet rug. Which actually that really hasn't happened. So like, it hasn't happened that recently, thankfully. But there's mold issues here and shit. It's crazy. I gotta get the fuck out of here. It's a basement studio apartment. Let's be realistic. I'm a grown ass man. I shouldn't be here. So now I'm a grown ass man moving from a shitty studio apartment into a big ass house with two roommates. I don't know how much of a big jump that is, but the house is awesome. I ain't gonna lie. The house is fucking sick. And, you know, it's, I mean, I don't even have friends over here, really. So, like, I wouldn't have to worry about bringing friends necessarily over there because I don't even do it here and I live alone. So, oh my god, I am rambling on and on and on about this nonsense. I'm so sorry. This show kind of went off the rails a little bit, as usual, right? It's just, I should just call this show Confusion. anyways, you know what? It's, all right, oh, look at that. It's a half hour anyways. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mull it over. If you guys have any suggestions, on the Three's Company scenario, email me, justbeinghonestpodcast justbeinghonest@gmail.com. Very simple. justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Always, you could always email me on, see, I'm actually asking for advice now, but if you want to write in, you could write in for advice. You could write in and ask me to talk about a topic. I don't care what it is. And I'll do it the best I can. It will be, I'll actually do some research, and I won't be a dumbass rambling on and on with nonsense and no facts to back up anything. So email in if you want. If you don't, I don't care. Anyways, have a good Monday. And really, I should, at this point, I should just say have a good Tuesday or have a good night. sleep good. Enjoy the week. And I will see you guys next Monday. And hopefully, actually, I can get some maybe better sound. Oh, also, quickly, I'm going to work on, I think, because I've been using the opening song, the beat. I've been using that 2 weeks in a row now, only because I've kind of ran out of beats to really use. So I might work on like an opener for the show, a jingle, maybe. Excuse me. With my buddy Focus Cliff, or my friend Danny. Excuse me. Damn. I might work on some type of opening where it's like, welcome to Eric Cristiano's Just Being Honest. You know, some shit like that. I don't know what it is, but it's something, you know, something silly like that. So we'll figure it out. Oh, I'll figure it out. Obviously, it's not on you. You just have to tune in and listen. Listen, share this shit, like it, subscribe, everything you could do. It's very much appreciated. And again, have a good week. All right? Talk to you guys next Monday.